This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is Job Search Radio, episode 342. I'm singing this morning because I'm in quite a mood. I thought I'd tell you about I'll stop. So this is a show today where I'm going to be talking about, wink, wink, premature negotiation and other sorts of salary negotiation tips. Now, negotiating is one of those things that Americans don't do all that often. There's some sort of cultural taboo about doing it. Bull! You just don't know how to do it, do it well, and you're embarrassed about it. So I want to start closing the gap here. I have a lot of stuff at jobsearchcoachinghq.com about salary negotiation. You want to come over and join, or just join and I'll answer your questions over there. So again, today's show is about, wink, wink, premature salary negotiation and other negotiating tips. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you have a great weekend. And let's get going. When all is said and done, some people start negotiating from the get-go. And all that happens is you piss off the interviewers because they think all you're in there to do is negotiate, negotiate, negotiate. Well, they're there to evaluate and assess you. Your initial job is to make them fall in love because, as I've said many times, no love, no money, no honey. You don't get the opportunity to go work at these places if at the end of the day you don't prove your value to them. So the first thing is make them fall in love because then they're more willing to negotiate. So that's step number one. Avoid premature negotiation issues. Number two is once you get the offer, that's when the negotiating should really start. So you wait until the offer has been made. Now, some people start negotiating thinking that the economy is booming when it isn't, or they stop negotiating when it is booming because they think it isn't. You have to really know the climate that you're operating in order to know whether or not you have an opportunity to really move the needle on the salary part of the offer. So that's step number one. Number two is, and this is something that students are always told, don't negotiate just for the sake of it. I respectfully disagree. I want you to try negotiating. See if you can up the number. Now, watch my video, The Easiest Way to Negotiate a Higher Salary for Yourself. It's a very simple and very gentle approach to negotiating that won't piss anyone off. That's the second thing. Also, the third thing, and this is the final one I'm going to cover here, is don't forget that if you're interviewing with a small to mid-sized firm, there are benefits that you might be able to negotiate. So, for example, there's that master's program you want to take. See if you can negotiate tuition reimbursement as part of this. Big companies won't negotiate this kind of stuff. It's either in their policies and procedures or not, because from their vantage point, they're trying to avoid lawsuits. After all, just to use an example, if you're the white heterosexual male and they did it for you, why didn't they give it to the non-white heterosexual male, but they gave it to you? It becomes a lawsuit in the making. So big firms don't negotiate, but certainly small companies do. And some mid-sized firms will, if their policies and procedures are not in place. So don't forget to negotiate some of the secondary items, and don't just simply focus on salary. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one is if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching there. Coaching. And I'll get back to you. We'll set up a time for a preliminary conversation. My work is geared to those at a manager level and above, so take that into consideration. I haven't made exceptions for others, though. Next, if you're not at a manager level or above,
The best way is through JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information from around the web that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Plus, I take questions from people as part of your membership at the site. Again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. If you only want to ask me questions, email me and make payment to TheBigGameHunter@gmail.com. You make the payment through PayPal to that address, TheBigGameHunter@gmail.com, and then forward the question to me. I'll donate a portion of that to charity, and thus you're helping others as well. Last things I want to mention, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And like me on Facebook. You can like the shows on Facebook. That's Job Search Radio on Facebook. And in addition, you can like Jeff Altman, The Big Game Hunter. Give me 5 stars on both. Leave a great comment. It helps other people discover the show. See you tomorrow.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.